It's time for this week's disturbing environmental news that'll frighten you, but not enough to really do anything about it.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Have you ever imagined what life would be like without bladder cancer, anemia, and weird streaks across your fingernails? Well, imagine a world without gold.
Cut! Maron, use the right script, please. That's last week, damn it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Freeport Mines person, sir. Hi, I'm Mark Maron. You know, with all the war, terrorism, and junk like that going on in the world right now, I can't think of a safer financial investment than white slavery. But I'm just not made out to be a pimp. That's why I invest in gold. It's the next best thing to being a pimp, and I don't have to hit girls. We here at Freeport Gold Mines are proud to operate the largest gold mine in the world in a little place called Jakarta, Indonesia. Hey, what kind of name is that anyway? Hey, I ate too much. Give me some milk of Indonesia. Did you know wealth is a natural byproduct of gold mining? Well, so is arsenic. That's why every day we send 700,000 tons of arsenic mine tailings down some remote river through a rainforest where I think it goes into some wetlands or something, and then somebody's lungs. Sound messy? It sure is. That's why before we sell it to you, we clean up your shiny gold so you'll never have to think about all those dirty native peoples walking around on it dressed in penis gourds who were killed by the military dictatorship we helped fund. But why is gold a safe investment, you ask? I'll tell you why. Just shut up and listen already. Arsenic is tasteless, odorless, and takes 14 years to affect the human body. They can't pin anything on us. Ah! I can't move!
Please stand by.
Hi, this is Mark Maron again. As you can probably tell, due to arsenic poisoning, I am now paralyzed from the eyebrows on down. I'm also anemic, stricken with liver cancer, and half my brain has disintegrated. Thank goodness I had the foresight to invest in gold to help pay off my astronomical medical bills. And now back to this week's refrigerator donut kidney cat blanket.
Air quality continues to worsen in 4 out of 6 categories at Yellowstone National Park. Biologists estimate pollution will kill off the world's coral reefs by the end of the century. And like usual, today another 200,000 acres of rainforest were obliterated to help stuff your fat obtuse faces with hamburgers and steaks. Eat well, barbarians. And that was this week's disturbing environmental news that'll frighten you, but not enough to really do anything about it. Brought to you by...
I like toast. What is love?
All right, the environmental news. Written and constructed by the genius of Jim Earle. Jim Earle, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing satiric mind of Jim Earle, my partner and lover. Man, you got to tell everybody.
It's the last show.
Great, there goes my marriage.